Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA made a few minor adjustments to the U.S. and world supply and demand estimates. U.S. mill use of 2.5 million bales for the 19 crop year was unchanged from the June report. Based on the NCC mill use survey and industry feedback, this is a very optimistic number. U.S. mill use will likely be around 2 million bales, resulting in higher U.S. ending stocks.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As of July 2nd, we have shipped 13.7 million bales. Given the current shipment pace and 4 weeks remaining in the 19 crop year, 15.2 million bales of exports is attainable. Current commitments to China are at 3.8 million bales, but only 2.2 million bales have been shipped. In the last 4 weeks, we've shipped an average of 125,000 bales per week to China. If we ship the same amount per week for the next 4 weeks, China exports would reach 2.7 million bales for the 19-20 crop year. For comparison, in 2018, we shipped 1.6 million bales to China.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA made a slight reduction in 2019 mill use to 102.4 million bales, which is 23.6 million bales lower than USDA's first estimate in May 2019. The current estimate for the 19 crop year is the lowest level since 2003. World mill use in 2011 was just slightly higher than 102 million bales. Given the current economic situation, world mill use could be even lower for the 19-20 crop year, resulting in higher world ending stocks. China's mill use for 1920 is projected to be 6.5 million bales lower than in 2018.